What's up, everybody, guys? This is Josh Pinsent, and here today is November 30, 2018. So let's start the podcast today, and I hope you like it. So let's start the music, and we're gonna refresh today. So I'm so excited to be podcast day, and let's start it to be happy, and we are the blessed and holy name. Then let's start it, and we're gonna refresh every day. Have a good day, and happy good morning, guys.
I'm seeking.
What's up, everyone? Tonight, this is Josh Vincent, and we're here to thank for the listen to music every day. So, we're going to the history of the day. So our the history is Bonifacio Day. Do you know about Bonifacio Day, everyone? Okay, so Bonifacio Day is a national holiday in the Philippines commemorating Andres Bonifacio. So who is the Andres Bonifacio? Okay, so when the name of Andres Bonifacio E. de Castro, when he birthed on November 13, 1863 to May 10, 1897. So I know this. He is the Philippine national. He is the hero and I think a revolutionary of the KKK, I guess. Was a Philippine revolutionary leader and the president of the Tagalog Republic. So what do you mean a Tagalog Republic? It's a term used to refer to two revolutionary governments involved in the Philippine Revolution against Spain in the Philippine War. Both were connected to the Katipunan Revolutionary Movement. He's often called the father of the Philippine Revolution. Why he called the Philippine Revolution? So Philippine Revolution was then also called the Tagalog War by the Spanish. Was a revolution and subsequent conflict taught between the people and instigates of the Philippines in the Kingdom of Spain, including in Spanish Empire and Spanish colonial authorities in the Spanish East Indies. He was the only one of founders and the later supreme leader of the Katastaasang Kagalagal Katipunan ng Mga Anak ng Bayan. So, here is the abbreviation of KKK, I guess, or more commonly known as Katipunan. So, you don't know about Katipunan was the Tagalog language. So, I guess ang Katipunan was KKK, made from Andres Bonifacio, I guess. So, a movement which sought the independence of the Philippines from Spanish colonial rule and started the Philippine Revolution. He is considered a national hero of the Philippines. Next. So, today, so what is the meaning of Bonifacio Day? So, continue. One of the next country national heroes, he was the founder, eventually supreme of the Katipunan. So, in the Katipunan was the KKK was a Philippine revolutionary society founded by anti-Spanist colonialism in Philippines in Manila in 1892. Its primary goal was to gain independence from Spain. A secret society that triggered the Philippine Revolution of 1896 against the Spanish Empire. So here the observance, Bonifacio Day is held on November 30 or the Monday nearest the day to create a long weekend. Unlike Rizal Day commemorates of his dead anniversary. So do you know about Rizal Day? So Rizal Day from the Jose Rizal from the first national hero, is a Philippine national holiday commemorating the life and works of Jose Rizal. So, under orders of Emilio Aguinaldo, the first president of the Philippines, and the leader Mangatdalo faction that revealed Bonifacio Magdiwang Party, Aguinaldo. So, let's continue. So that's why the history of the Bonifacio Day. So today, let's order the music again for the ceremony. So let's the music again.
Every night on the phone we were cool, yeah. morning, felt the same, didn't say that I loved you. Oh, oh, oh. I was too scared to admit it. Oh, oh, oh. I'm gonna say what's on my mind. but you never are.
Redemption's
spill for my ransom, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as loss. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down, and rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me, lead me to the cross.
On my own, I've been falling to the pressure. There's a weight that's been heavy on my shoulders. I need you to lift me up. I'm so tired of trying to make up new excuses, faking smiles, trying to hide. Lift me up, 'cause on my own is not enough. Every time you speak out, I say the words I need to hear. Every time you reach out, hand upon my shoulder when I'm hurting. You are the voice of truth and love when I am searching. For every time you reach to help me in my need, one day Jesus will say, you did it for me. Every time you speak out and say the words I need to hear, every time you reach out, I can feel His love so near. I hope you know, to me you are.
To me you are.
And every time you listen to me, 'cause you know I need a friend. Every time you stop what you're doing and help me find my way again. I hope you know.
I hope you know.
To me you are.
To me.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for the listening for my music, and today we're going to discuss about the Bible. So when I read Daniel 7 verse 28, one night during the first year of the Basilar reign over the Babylonian Empire, Daniel had a dream, and when he wrote it down, this is in description on what he saw. In my dream, I saw a great storm on the mighty ocean, with a strong winds blowing from every direction. Then four huge animals came up of the water, each different from the other. The first was like a lion, but it had eagle wings. As I watched, its wings were pulled up so that it no longer fly, and it was left standing on the ground on 2 feet like a man, and a man's mind was given to it. The second animal looked like a bear with its paw raised ready to strike. I held 3 ribs between its teeth, and I heard verse in saying to it, get up, devour many people. The third of these strange animals looked like a leopard, but on its stick it had wings like those of birds, and it had 4 heads, and great power was given to it over all mankind. Then as I watched in my dream, a 4th animal rose up on the heaven, too dreadful and described and incredibly strong, and devoured some of the victims by tearing them apart with its huge iron feet, and others crushed beneath its feet. So I will fast forward. In 26, when I read 26, but then the Ancient of Days will come and open his court of justice and take all power from this various king to consume and destroy it until the end. 27, then every nation under heaven and all their power shall be given to the people of God. They shall rule all things forever, and all rulers shall serve and obey them. There was an end to the dream. When I woke, I was greatly disturbed, and my face was pale with fright, but I told no one what I had seen. So I just want to pray for us. So this story about the Daniel, about the lions, and the Babylonian, the Empire, Daniel had a dream, and where he wrote it down. In my dream, I saw the great storm on the mighty ocean. Just like when I dream it, just like the huge animals came out of water, meaning of he afraid the lions, and there many have dangerous of animals like lion, crocodile, and other. But At the end of her story, the lions came peace, then the Asian people was shocked that that Daniel has not afraid, then he carried with. But I read the story about the Daniel about and the lions, so much so very story about Bible. I watched the storybook so much. So next verse, when I read 1 John 1:1-10, so I will read to 5, start 5. This is the message God has given us to pass on to you. The God is light, and Him is no darkness at all. So if we say we are His friends, but go on living in spiritual darkness and sin, we are lying. But if we live in the light of God's presence, just as Christ does, then we have wonderful fellowship and joy with each other, and the blood of Jesus His Son cleanses us very from sin. Just like I know why, but I read the 1 John 1:6. When you clean the sins, there's only one thing that you forgive your sins, that you may just make from mistake, but it's literally that's the perfect one. But when I testimonied about that, when I just pray for God for my sin, and it's okay, but I was so much, but nothing at all, but my mind is so hyper pressure, I don't know what to do, but I just talk that, God, can you please help me? But God said to me, but okay, I know you're ready, but it's a God know it when you do it wrong, when you do it right, so much limits. But many people didn't believe, but most people wouldn't want to believe as a God to God, but many people want to go to church anywhere, then they just want to forgive their sins for just made for a mistake, just like I am testimonial like that. So when I read the chapter verse 7, but if we are living in the light, God of presence, just as Christ does, that we have a wonderful fellowship and a joy with each other, in the blood of this is ever for sin. That's right. This is the number one quote. If we say that we have no sins, we are only fooling ourselves and refusing to accept the truth. That's right. That's not, many Christians, we have no sins, right? But we cannot accept the truth. Why? The truth is the most important. Saying the truth, knowing the truth, knowing the God, knowing the presence, knowing the faith. Because the bigger faith is the most important for, I think, was the presence of the God. So I know that I have inspired my story, but it's okay, but it's gonna be okay. But I just want to podcast every today because I just want to share to you and all of us, this is for us, this is not about the listening, this is not for me, this is about for us, for to God, and this is our God, this is for God. But because I am a Christian believer, when I was a great kinder two, I am Christian school, then I went to Christian school on the last 6 years, but I'm a grade 7, I have to pray. But it's literally my testimony is, when you do it wrong, just make mistake. But I have people, kasi, I have a youth camp on last week, but I say the truth, I said the truth of God, and I just wonder, my mother has a sick about gastro of his intestine. I just want to pray to God, Lord, can you help my mother? I don't know what to do, but God did not hear it. But I just cry, but I am so terrified that I don't want to to leave me my mother. I don't want it, but it is heartbreak. But my Justin, he's just my classmate. His mother was died when he was the child, and I don't know why, but I was so cried. But my faith is stronger, but I just want to share my friends, families, and just want to help. But I just helped my friends, family, and the family said, oh, you will be better, you will make your mistake. That's it. When I read the first John 1 verse 6, clean of our sin. But it's more important than the quotes that, okay, I am promised God. But it's okay, but it's really I am freshly that I just want to share with God. My feeling is still stronger, and I overcome it when I was there baptized on the pastor's camp. I don't know why, but my faith is stronger. That pastor said to me that I pray, that she puts in my head, right? Then she asked me, are you want to be baptized? But I said, I want to be baptized to be my faith of my God, and I will love her, and I will kindness in a way. But she said, you are the past. You are the believer of the God. Wow. That's it. Is it really nice to be baptized? Yes. Because we need to baptize every day. No. Only single day. But mother said to me, if you are the baptized, make sure your stronger faith is us. Because other day, I sleep, I cannot eating dinner. Then rest day of my dad. When I woke up, then let's fast forward. Then the session 3 said, seek the first of the kingdom of God in his righteousness. That is important, because when you will go to hell, that's not important. In case that those places are so terrified that, but I want to go heaven. But I said to go heaven, but said to me, you will ask to God and will pray to God. Because my task for always to find your hope, find your faithful, find your love and care. I'm so very, very, very so lovely. So I pray to God, then I just want to pray to God, He will write my name on the book of life in the heaven. But it is most important, but I am a Christian believer. I can't do that anything that my family state from now on, because it's so terrified that we go to hell. Hell, I don't know what to do, God. But I have a mistake for what is thieving and disobedient. That's why I am saying the truth of God. Yeah. So when I read, so let's continue again. So let's about Psalm 119, 156, verse 7, 176. So this is so too long to read, but it is more than too important. But if you want to read Psalm 106, 19, verse 156 and 17, you can read it. That's my assignment for your assignment for today. But if you want to read, it's okay. So let's start to have the Proverbs for today is Proverbs 28, verse 23, verse 24. In the end, people appreciate frankness more than flattery. A man who robs, and my parents said, what's wrong with that? It's not better than a murder. So when I read that's code, Ben, I just want to read my Proverbs 28, verse 23. 6:99. Wait a bit. Where's that? 69 fabulous press 23. 28 verse 25 26. Okay, whoever rebukes a person will in the end gain favor rather than one who has a flattering tongue. Whoever robs their father or mother and say, it's not wrong, it's part of the one who destroyed. That's right. When I read that, do you know about the, in the end, that parents said, what's wrong with that? It's not longer than a murder, right? So, because I read it, so I have a learned story. When you have a forgive sin, if you have a sin, just make sure that you pray to God. If you want to go heaven, it's okay. But it is important to read, to attend the church, reading the Bible, and what the pastor did say. It's, if you want to go heaven, just forgive your sins. And when you learn from mistake, make your anything what to do, be faith, be strong, be overcome, and be our the presence of the Lord. That's important thing. So, okay. So that's the read my Bible today. So let's talk about them. Continue to music and today happy day. Happy day for and enjoy for releasing if you want to worshiping, and it's okay that. So I was a fresher today. So let's talk and about that.
Where would I be if it wasn't for
What's up, everybody? This is Josh Risa, and thank you for listening. And so thank you for my listening to my podcast today. And we're going to pray you for about the today about your sins or from your mistake. And we will pray you for you. So let's pray. What's up, everyone? This is Josh Bissen. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. And we're going to pray you for now on. Then let's start to pray. Dear God, you are the guider, you are the guidance every day. Please watch over our teachers, families, nations, friends, and others. Please learn to how to obey family. Learn to how love, learn to how faith, learn to how to know God, learn to how to respect of ourselves and others. Lord, please watch over first, please healing for many sick of people that have a sick dead. Then please guide of our Philippines world. And please make it easily to be normal. Please make it positively. Lord, you are the blessed holy name. You are the goodness every day. Lord, please tomorrow we make our the beautiful day. Lord, in your Jesus mighty name, amen. Good afternoon, this is Josh said. Thank you for listening to podcast every day. See you tomorrow and we will watch the music. Thank you for and God bless you.
And again, in my spirit, I just sense that if you are suffering cancer, if you've been given a death sentence by the doctor, whatever it is, we're going to sing this thing over you. We're going to sing these words straight from the Word of God. God is fighting for us. I hate cancer. I hate cancer in Jesus' name. And so we stand up, amen, and in the name of Jesus, not in our own strength, but in the name of Jesus.